out there?
I'm pretty excited. Football is, my life. Football is everything. So to get back out there and play is pretty good. Last time I was in there, we had beat the Patriots, so should be some good feelings. Should be a good start. Be my first game at home. Pretty good.
How'd the teammates react to your commercial, that came out
there? We haven't seen it. We're out here in practice, but I think they'll like it. It's pretty funny. Got me out there dancing, doing all type of stuff.
Are you gonna cover some of the pass rushes on sack dances?
Now what it is, they put all my sack dances together. So if you watch the video closely, they got all the moves in there with my moves from sack dances. So they just made a music video of all of my sack dances, and I was dancing it, which would be fitting. So it was it's pretty good. I had to learn a routine, like a minute routine. I had to learn it in like 40 minutes. So it was a record for me. Dance with the Stars, it was 5 hours every day for a week. So, learn a minute routine. You got a whole week, you do 5 hours a day. I had 45 minutes to learn a minute routine. So.
Did you pick out the wardrobe for that
commercial? No, I didn't do anything, but I didn't even pick out the routine. I just had the choreographer show me it. I tried to learn as best I could, go out there, perform it, and switch clothes, do it again.
How has helped having the Niners out here helped you get ready?
It's always great. I think that's a plus with the National Football League, all the way around. You get the 49ers here to come practice, you get the 49er fans versus Denver Broncos fans here in Denver. It's pretty good. It's good for National Football League. The competition level is high. Those guys are pros, we're pros. You got elite players on every single team. So it's good practice. It's good practice all the way around. I love it. I wish all 4 weeks would be like that. It would make, definitely make camp go a whole lot faster. The morale was good. You're going against another team. You get tired of beating up on each other, for weeks. So going against another team. Plus, I know half of those guys anyway, so it's pretty fun.
How much does it help that they do a lot of things different on offense with zone read and
quick it just helps when you go against a great team. They're good. They're a good team. They're a hungry team. It doesn't matter if they do the zone read or whatever they do. They're good at what they do. They have great players, so that's where we get our benefit.
What do you look for accomplishing?
I don't know. I just want to go out there and just play football. It's not really, it's not too much you can accomplish in, one game. It's a combination of things. I want to go out there. I want to play full speed. I want to go out there and I want to leave it all out there in the field. Want to just build on the type of player that I know I am. I want to build on the type of player I know I can be. But most of all, I just want to have fun. That's why I'm having fun. I'm having fun on the football field. That's my natural environment. So I'm looking forward to it.
Fun from a perspective of a defensive player. Give us a sense for how you read the three quarterbacks that you generally face in practice each day. Can you just give us a sense for the differences and how you view it?
Whoa. Oh, let me see. I watched Peyton Manning for like 5 years, and that's just before him. I had Tim Tebow, so it's not like I have a whole lot of quarterbacks to compare and contrast. It's not like as much as I like to admit that I got all the quarterback knowledge. I really don't. It's not. It's really not much. Like I said, all the arms looks great. It looks great. Footwork looks nice. They throw pretty tight spirals.
I like
all of them. I feel like we can win without three. I feel like whichever one that wins the starting position, we can win. When I'm comfortable and I'm confident with all three of those guys, they're all great.
When you're rushing though, what attributes in a quarterback do you hate going up against? Is it a mobile guy? Is it a guy with a big arm? What do you not like going up against?
In the National Football League, if the quarterback is starting, he's pretty good. So it's he probably can do some stuff that you can hate. As much as you like to have a slow quarterback with no accuracy that really can't throw, really can't read defenses, it doesn't happen in the National Football League. If they put a guy out there, starting quarterback, he's going to be good. He's going to be good enough to win for them, and that's always going to make it tough for us.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.